Here's a little more of this discussion.
And the idea is to run it how we want to run it, how, you know, how the people living there want to run it themselves, and then also encourage a refusal to move at the end of whatever ruling exists. And so that we want to be doing that between now and the 13th of May. Mm-hmm. So that's the strategy there, and that's been the strategy, is to try to empower and to create a union presence in the benchlands where it's self-organized by the people living there to run their own affairs. And therefore, as one of the elements is to generally ignore the code of conduct thing, which I think Jeremy is totally open to, and as long as he kind of keeps his foot in the door. And I think Jeremy would also be super helpful at us organize, helping support the camp council, which, you know, informally without his supervisors necessarily knowing that that's the case, and that we do that, and then it becomes like a self-managed camp. And then on some day when they say, like, oh, okay, this camp's closed, that we have an internally organized resistance as well as bringing out the community, like what happened in December. So I think we could do that, but that's what we're laying the grounds on, and it's because conditions are different. It's just the reality. So people are not being evicted into doorways, as happened in December. They will be probably evicted into doorways at the end of whatever the judge rules in the case. Because they're obviously not going to have
Or they will be evicted when the 122 spaces are taken up, which I understand they currently are.
Correct. There's that, too, and we want to monitor. So the other question that we have in the camp, which I won't be able to do until tomorrow because of what I've got going on right now, is to walk through the camp and get a listing of how many people actually came down from, you know, not the names, but the number of people that came down from the upper level into that camp, and the number of people that just showed up because they were unhoused and had no place to go. And so try to get, that would be a number that we would want to give to the judge on the 5th of May. Uh-huh. And so the two kind of things that we want to collect as information is the number of people who actually were up on top that went down there, and the number of people that just are there that we're never really up on top. Or maybe there's like also, you know, like one family, they were up on top for like a week during the time when everybody was kicked off the bench lands.
Yeah, I remember.
So some kind of a report, a declaration on that, that's something. And then the declaration, which I'm completely skeptical of overall, because I don't know if it really, you know, makes that much difference. Like, so the people that I ran into yesterday that had COVID got it in jail. So I then I've got one other friend that got COVID in when she was staffing the death hall. But you know, from the judge's point of view, the getting vaccinated and all that was the argument, right? That you need to wait like 14 days after the last vaccination or whatever. So then there was the whole Johnson & Johnson thing which was the vaccine of choice, which for 2 weeks it didn't happen. And then, but there's pictures and lookout showing HPHP going around the Poconip and in the bushes vaccinating random people. I don't know any of this stuff, what that, you know, then there's also a debate on informed consent, because you're limited in what you're actually legally allowed to tell people about these vaccines, so you can't, so is it, you know, but we're going to go with the judge's view and the mainstream view of what informed consent is, and because since it's illegal to debate that, And
I'm sorry, what would the debate be about? I'm not clear on that.
Oh, I mean, that you can only say what is approved by the authorities and informed consent, of course.
So, in other words, if you're opposed to vaccination generally, you're not allowed.
Or if you have alternative information based on actual scientific findings by real scientists, then if it's not vetted by the people in charge, then it's not to be spoken of, as you know. I mean, no one is to speak of those things.
Now, does Jeremy actually, by the way, Cherie says hello. Jeremy said that he has no official position at this campground. Is that inaccurate?
I would not be surprised. I think he's probably right. Yeah. I suspect that there is, I think it's Lee Butler's in charge of it.
Huh.
And, of course, Lee has never been there.
No.
But anyway, I mean, I'm pretty sure I've never seen Lee Butler down there. I would imagine the way he writes and talks in public and stuff makes it pretty clear he's never been to San Lorenzo Park since people lived there.
Any reports from Chico and the possibility of a citywide injunction, or is that still swinging in the breeze elsewhere?
Well, we're still working on that.
What does that mean, you're working on that?
Well, we're trying to come up with how the arguments will be in the city of Santa Cruz as opposed to what's going on in Chico. So
you're trying to come up with the arguments, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to take what happened, you know, the complaint from Chico, and mold it into the complaint for Santa Cruz.
That's given you some trouble, huh? Keith, that one won't last too long. It's the same excuse as a month ago, so it doesn't mean much. Well, 3 weeks ago, anyway.
Well, anyway, that's the reality. There's a lot going on, and that's what's happening.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way it is. And I'm in the park every day doing organizing, trying to get things going.
James from Berkeley is giving you applause for being in the park every day and organizing. So, and I'm giving you demerits for giving me bullshit answers on Chico. Sorry.
There's many complications occurring that are way beyond just like sitting down and writing a complaint based on Chico. You can do that if you like. You've got the
And that argument gets tiresome too, Keith. That's another tiresome
argument. The reality is I get up at 4 every day. I work all until 9.
That's the third argument. That's also, and I appreciate you doing that, but
I'm trying to focus on, when I get caught up in this fucking tiny house thing. So I'm trying to deal with that. And I've got logistics of food en vans.
We have a member here, an observer here who's concerned about tiny houses, brought us some information. You're a critic of tiny houses at this point?
Wild about them, and it's not so much whether I'm for or against them, it's that there's a lot of pressure to handle this tiny house situation right this second while it's hot.
Where's the location for that?
It's on 7th, near the entrance to the Inner Harbor.
Oh.
And it's so what happened is a family wants to honor their grandparent who, it's in the email, actually, that theoretically everybody has. So the family wants to dedicate their land that they got from the grandparent who became a doctor as a result of meeting somebody in a tiny home village during the Great Depression. And so in that person's honor, they want a tiny home. So they contacted the union, then Alicia hooked me up to a guy named Joe, who's the guy that owns the land. And Joe called me a lot of times and emailed me a bunch, and he's got also John from Association of Faith Communities, and getting kind of angry that he had some kind of idea that we had a proposal for the tiny house village Which we didn't. We were just trying to hook up all the parties to get something going, but he had some false impression that I was intentionally not emailing him our proposal, but there was no proposal that was happening. And so that's how this email evolved, is because I, in talking to Joe, the owner of the land, several times yesterday, I decided I would, since I was in that area, I would go take pictures of it. I also, there was a crew of people trying to do tiny houses on 7th Avenue about 6 months ago, so I hooked all those people up with us. Then I found out the Vets Hall is trying to make a tiny house village somewhere, so I'm trying to hook Chris and David from the Vets Hall up to this, so maybe it's going to be a tiny house village of vets, or a tiny house village of clean and sober people that are going to be looking for job retraining, you know, like there's an offer to teach computer engineering skills as a, you know, the people live there for during the first 6 months, they get you know, they got a certificate of learning how to write code or whatever it is that this person's proposing, and that there be a common kitchen, a common house in the middle, and that this would last for 7 to 10 years, and then the family would be, the children that are would inherit it would then be old enough to make their own decision, and if they want to continue it or sell the property, then that's what would happen. So that's basically what it is. So I've now got like the Vets Hall, Association of Faith Communities, Food Out Bombs, the Santa Cruz Homeless Union, a lawyer from Sunnyvale who's written books on tiny homes, a builder in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Manu, who seems to be a supervisor, who seems to be supportive of the project. So I put my job, so anyway, I spent a lot of time doing that when I actually had other things to do, and because I kept, but I mean, it's a positive thing. It's not the worst thing in the world. But, you know, it's like 100 people get to be in a place for maybe a few years, which is great. You know, this helps those 100 people. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a great, I mean, there's housing for everybody. So during that whole, and Ratner, I've been he's involved in that, Dr. Ratner, Robert Ratner. And then there's still also in that email chain and stuff as an encouragement to take the building for the county to seize the building on Ocean Street next to the Santa Cruz Motel, to seize the hotel on down by the wharf, to seize the the Hampton Inn on Mission Street. So there's like pressure to get him to just take those buildings and put everybody in that, and so we're trying to start building that. That's the local stuff that I'm doing.
I appreciate the detail, Keith, and all the, anybody got any questions for Keith and want to ask? First you, then you.
Yeah. You were saying something about housing for all. You said something a minute ago about housing for all. I didn't get that.
You said something about housing for all.
Yeah. The idea is to take all these empty buildings throughout the town, or yet to be completed large apartment complexes, and put everybody that lives outside in their own unit in the town.
Okay, and
hi, Keith. I just wanted to say hi and thank you for all of the delicious food that you have been giving us in the community every single day with Food Not Bombs, the vegetarian vegan fills, and everything that you do for the community. Yeah, I love you.
So, I guess my question here, what I've been raising at this meeting is, I'm concerned about the people in the benchlands now. They've been given no time frame as to how long they're going to be allowed to stay, right?
This will be, the timeline is dependent upon what the federal judge says on the 13th of May.
Right.
So it could be that she orders everybody out of there in 72 hours. She could say that we need to come back in another 2 weeks and have another status conference.
Right.
She could say, there wasn't enough people vaccinated, and I don't know if this is true, but DNA, the comedian, wrote that they locked down Oregon yesterday because of COVID. So I don't know if that's true. I didn't read that anywhere else, but he posted it. And then, so there's a chance, depending on the, whether if Newsom thinks the recall campaign is going his way, then he may bring back the lockdown because of the variant or whatever the hell it is, So nothing is based in science and nothing is based in reality. So that's the one thing we have to be clear on. And we just don't know what is happening because everything has become subterfuge in this area. It's essentially at this point become all, other than the actual personal contact you have with a person that either, got sick and lived or whatever happens, that's all you can gauge now. There's just no real accurate statistical information there.
Keith, any chance of moving the 5 p.m. Friday meeting to the Benchlands area where people who are actually most impacted can have some say instead of the elite that shows up at the Red Church?
We could. I've already put out to 700 people that the meeting is at the Red Church. I guess we could change it to that.
But only 7 or 8 people showed up at the Red Church, so it would have been not a bad idea to move it, but our small group sent out a call for a protest, and that's what we're doing tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, if you're listening to this on Sunday.
Part of the problem was that we're having with the meetings that we had to abandon on Mondays at the Mio, I think we ultimately, we want to have a regular, this is my vision, but I have a lot going on. And I'm trying to. There's a lot of moving parts. I got parts all over the world that I'm handling. And so the thing is that I think it would be great to have I was thinking of. Well, fortunately, I don't have a meeting that I was going to have today, so I can stay writing, which is theoretically what I should be doing. And I hope to get this book done soon. So the idea, my idea was to take a pop-up tent and set it up at the Benchlands and have a table and some chairs and the union literature and start advocating on some regular, almost like it was our office, and that what we do, and I was going to bring down the Homes Not Tents banner and have that be there, and then agitate for try to figure out a time when have a camp council meeting and who's going to be in the camp council. I was thinking of making a new questionnaire that's more, because our old questionnaire is sort of about leaving up on top going down. I realized when I went around having it filled out all day yesterday that it could be tweaked to be more about the longer term thing. And could add a question, would you like to be a member of the camp council, and what you prefer to meet, morning, noon, or evening, or something like that, get some idea of that, and then do that for, so maybe starting Saturday morning, do that, that's the 2nd of, or 1st of May, and the first of May, I've got a whole bunch of things I got to do because it's not wise to announce a bunch of May stuff in April, typically, my experience. So anyway, so we got that, and